My brothers and sisters, our devotional Bible study today is on the topic of dead to sin once for all. Romans chapter 6, verse 10. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. The Apostle Paul uses the word death, died, or dead 12 times in the first 11 verses of Romans chapter 6. Many of these verses also refer to our spiritual death in Christ. For Christ not only died to sin once and for all eternity, he also died for our sins once and for all eternity. The Bible says, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit." 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. When Christ died to sin, God included us in Christ's death. Therefore, our sinful nature died with Christ once and for all. The New Testament Greek word for died, which Paul used in a number of these verses, is apothnesko, which means expired or died and conveys a sense of finality, of being very dead. It is important to understand that this word died is expressed in the Greek aorist tense, which refers to a single action that occurred in the past. In this context, died does not mean that we are dying to sin, the present tense, nor does it mean that we will die to sin, the future tense. Died here means a decisive past action, a death that has already occurred. We have died, the past tense. For example, in Romans chapter 6, verse 7 and 8, Paul wrote, "Anyone who has died has been freed from sin. We have died with Christ." We have been freed once and for all time from both the penalty of sin and the power of sin, and we now have newness of life in Christ. The Bible says, "Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Paul declared that he preached the gospel of Christ crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23. Paul's instruction on the spiritual meaning of our crucifixion with Christ is the foundation of his apostolic teaching to the church. Paul said, "For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. Paul told the churches in Galatia that he had clearly explained the purpose of Christ's crucifixion to them. See Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. He taught the believers in Rome that they had been crucified with Christ. See Romans chapter 6, verse 6. And he told the church in Colossae that they had died with Christ. See Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. How often do we hear a sermon that we have died with Christ? How often do we hear teaching on what this profound and powerful truth of Christ's death on the cross means to us, so that we can practically apply it in our lives to bear our own cross? This is the gospel of the cross of Christ, which was Paul's divine commission. Today, many Christians only want to hear that they have an abundant life in Christ. However, the divine order is that death must always come before life. You cannot experience Christ's abundant life unless you first learn to abide. That is, stay united by faith in Christ's death. If you never believe and act on the biblical truth that you have died in Christ and apply this truth in your life, you will never experience the power of Christ's resurrection life. This is why many Christians are still spiritually weak and worldly, even after they have been saved for many years. This is the reason why so many Christians have fallen away from the faith and succumbed to the deceitful power of sin. Let us now look more closely at this verse. For the death that he died to sin once for all. Since God has included us in Christ's death, our sinful nature does not secretly inhabit our physical body, just waiting to be resurrected and overpower us. Our sinful nature does not reside within us like a dormant volcano, which can spontaneously erupt into life and cause destruction and havoc at any time. Absolutely not. Our sinful nature was crucified and buried with Christ. It has been destroyed. It is dead and gone. Since we have died with Christ, we have also died to sin once and for all. The Bible says, "For he who has died has been freed from sin." Romans chapter 6, verse 7. Now let us look at the next part of this verse. But the life that he lives to God. Since Christ was made alive in the Spirit, we too have been made alive in the Spirit and raised with him. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 through 6. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Since God included us in Christ's resurrection, we now also can live to God. The Bible says, "We are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Because we are united with Christ in his death and resurrection, we too have the ability to fulfill God's will. As the Apostle Peter instructed, so as to live the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2. The Bible says we will reign as overcomers in life through Christ. For if by the transgression of the one death reigned through the one, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. This is our glorious destiny and present-day reality made possible by Christ's death and resurrection. Tomorrow we'll look at Romans chapter 6, verse 11. www.christcrucified.info